Hello and welcome everybody again to my Tuesday conference call. Again, it's Ted Keyes, your host here, talking to you from Pasadena, California. This is a call, my Tuesday conference call that I do every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. It's a call where I assist, I show, I direct you how to move more freight, more effectively, productively, efficiently, so you make more money financially. The topic of my call today is 10 places to research a freight prospect before calling them. Let me go ahead and repeat that. 10 places to research a freight prospect before calling them. As you know, if you're on the call, because you have received or possibly have received an email from me, an email that I send out announcing the call, but it's also an email that has a number of attachments on the bottom that we're going to go over in reference to my topic today. So go ahead and open up your email and scroll down to the attachments, and we're going to go over these one by one. So before I get into the call, I'm going to once again direct you to that first attachment. That first attachment is our Green Meadows Productions leaderboard. I highly advise you take a look at that. And once you take a look at it, I want you to picture your name on that leaderboard. Picture wherever you want. I will say this. Anything is possible. But I will say this, when you get on there, that means you're moving freight. And it is totally possible to get on there, not only that, but also move your name up in position. And then really that's your goal. It's not to compete with everybody else, it's to move up so you know that you're doing this effectively and correctly. So getting into my call here, folks, 10 places to research a freight prospect before calling them. Go ahead and open up that second attachment that I sent you, folks, and I'll go ahead and get into this. Now, there are infinite ways to research a prospect before you call them. I'm going to go over 10 popular ones, but I will say this. There are infinite ways to do this. I will do about half of these. But once you get better and better at this, you find more personal ways to do this. But I'm just going to go over the 10 places to research a freight prospect before you call them, and these are somewhat general. Now, I will say this. There's no wrong way to go about researching prospects in advance of a call. But if you're going to do this correctly, you must do some research. Yes, there are a few efficiencies to be gained, and some networks are more important to check than others, but as long as you're doing your research, you're already more than halfway there. Now, the only way a freight sales agent can truly fail, really fail, is by going into a call totally cold, not knowing anything about the individual or the company that they represent. Shipping decision makers do not have the patience to answer basic questions whose answers are readily accessible with the most basic Googling, nor do they have time to fill you in on their challenges, even though that is your goal. Your goal is to find out what their challenges are so you can solve their challenges. Now, when you pick up the phone without gathering any background information, at best, you stand to annoy the person, and at worst, to be hung up on in mid-sentence. And believe me, when you go into a call, umming and aying and welling your way through the call, you will get hung up on mid-sentence. And when that happens, then you can be sure there won't be any money exchanging hands or any agreements being signed with this prospect. Now, you might not have the time to check every box on the list that I'm going to go over with you before a call, and that's okay. Just make sure to check at least a few of these. The more you personalize your conversation to your freight prospect and their business, the greater the opportunity that you'll capture their interest and their business. So let's go over these 10 ways. The first one I'm going to mention is LinkedIn. I will say this, LinkedIn is not just something you go to and you just sign up and you just because you do that, people are going to be running to you. It's not the way how LinkedIn works. There is a science to using LinkedIn. And it's a gold mine for prospect research. If you only research a prospect on one platform before you call, then make it LinkedIn. After finding your freight prospect on the network, check out each of the following areas of their profile. The areas are this, the experience at their current job. And most people list primary job duties or major projects they've worked on. This assists to get a sense of what falls under their jurisdiction and what doesn't. So the first thing for LinkedIn is the experience at their current job. The next thing to look at is the experience at their former jobs. Again, we're looking at their experience. What did they do? Are they a fit for what you are looking for in a shipping decision maker? Now, when you look at experience of their former jobs, customize your messaging based on their career history. Is this their first time making this kind of purchasing decision? Again, utilizing freight agents to move their freight, or have they done this many times? Also, look at their shared connections. If you have a connection in common with your prospect, make sure to bring it up during your conversation with them. Also, this can be a great referral opportunity. Look at the groups that your prospect is in. Click through their groups to see what's being talked about. And also any recent activity, take a look at what your buyers recently shared and where. Now, I will say this, LinkedIn is a science. You don't just sign up and you start doing this stuff. You actually have to, I would advise you buying a booklet or a guide on how to utilize LinkedIn. I use LinkedIn a lot. I've gotten customers from LinkedIn and passed them on to you folks. But it's something you learn over time. It is a true science. However, when you figure it out and you actually use it, not just sign up and leave your profile there thinking that people are going to rush to you, it's you that have to put in the effort, not the others. You that put in the effort, but it's such a valuable tool that you can utilize to grow your prospect list. Let's talk about number two. And that is your prospect's Twitter account. I will say this, I do not use Twitter. Here's the reason why. LinkedIn is enough for me. I mean, you spread yourself thin if you keep signing up for all these social media sites. Do they all have value? Absolutely. I do not use Twitter. However, I will say this about Twitter. If your prospect has a Twitter account, spend a few minutes on their page to get a sense of what they're interested in. Again, make sure that they are a true prospect, i.e., are they a shipping decision maker? Read a handful of the articles they've recently retweeted or look into any issue they posted about. Click back through their feed to spot any major trends in their interest. So when you actually do contact them, you will have something to talk about, something that they can relate to. If not a prospect, then look into a company's Twitter account. Number three would be a company's Twitter account. What kind of content and messaging has a company been promoting? Understanding how the company has presented itself to its customers can help you better understand how to present yourself to your prospect. Number four, look at your company's press or any media release page. Excuse me. That they've sent out recently. Again, the company's press and media release page. Scroll through the recent press releases and see if anything major has been announced, such as any leadership changes, any product releases, financial statements, events, or the customer wins. So again, when you call the shipping decision maker, you can bring these things up, and typically shipping decision makers are aware of this stuff. Excuse me, folks. Number five is look up a competitor press and media release pages. Their competitor press or media release pages. If a competitor has made a significant announcement within the past few months, that will color the way your prospect views your offering, either as a competitive advantage or an unnecessary expense in the face of more pressing priorities. Again, figure out your footing before you pick up the phone and actually contact your decision maker. Number six would be financial statements, any published financial statements that are out there. If your shipping decision maker works for a public company, it might be a great idea to check out its most recent financial reports on the SEC's website. Again, this is going to be more for larger multi-million-dollar companies if you have that ability. But this will give you an idea of how the company is performing as well as the problems or challenges it's facing. Also, check out the risk factors section in the financial statements as well. Number seven, a great way to contact or use as a contact to research is a blog. Read what your buyer reads and read what your buyer writes. Boy, if they write something that's out there, what a great way to connect. Hey, Joe, I read your article on shipping efficiencies last week. You think he's not going to want to talk to you because you read something that he felt was valuable to share? You're dang right he's going to want to talk to you. If your prospect maintains a blog, be sure to read at least the last few posts and comment on them during the call, just like I said. In addition, visit the websites of popular industry blogs and peruse the latest posts to learn more about the trends and challenges shaping their business environment. Number eight, great way to research a prospect is using Facebook. Facebook is more of a personal social network, and so typically less important for researching purposes than LinkedIn or Twitter. LinkedIn or Twitter are more business-based. Facebook is more personal-based. Still, it might be helpful to check out your buyer's Facebook profile to pick up a few personal tidbits about them. Just make sure to weave these topics into your conversation naturally, or you risk giving off an overly personal vibe. Don't just throw all the stuff at your prospect or your shipping decision maker that you just read about them on Facebook. They're going to figure you out real quickly. Also, it's another good place to see if you have any friends in common. Number nine, one of the most basic ways to research a prospect is Google the company. This is what I say over and over again. Google the company. So you can pick up some tidbits on their website, conduct a search on the company, that bring up any news stories that they've kept off their press page, good or bad. Be sure to select third-party publications that are high quality and reliable. Boy, I stress that, high quality and reliable options. So Google the company, number nine. Number 10 is Google the prospect. Google a prospect. Search your buyer's name in quotes to surface any other information about them that might have fallen through the cracks. Baking contest winner. I mean, hey, it could be anything. Are they an amateur trumpet player? Whatever this stuff is. I mean, you can mention it when you finally get in contact with these folks. So Google a company, Google a prospect. So just in a short review, the 10 places to research a freight prospect before calling them. One is LinkedIn. Two is the prospect's Twitter account. Three is the company's Twitter account. Four, the company's press and media release pages, anything like that that you find. Number five is the competitor press and media release pages. Number 6, financial statements, published financial statements that you'll find on the SEC website, because these are usually pretty large companies that post their financial statement. Number 7, blogs. Boy, if you don't read anybody's blogs, I suggest you start reading right after we get off the phone here. Number 8 is Facebook. Number 9, Google the company. 10, Google the prospect. But there are 10 surefire ways to research a freight prospect before you actually call them. All great examples. Again, there are infinite ways to research a prospect before you call them. Those are 10 good ways. Let's move on here. And let's move on to our next set of attachments that I've included in here. So going to the third attachment, continually grow your business. I can't stress this enough, to continually grow your business. What does that mean? Always search for new prospects to drop in the pipeline, replacing business that you will eventually lose. I will say this. If you're doing business now with somebody, I'm going to tell you this, over time, you will lose that business. So what do? In turn, you continually grow your business. I'll say it again, always search for new prospects to drop in the pipeline, replacing business that you will eventually lose. Obtain 3 new contacts daily, regardless of how well freight is moving. Here's what typically happens with a successful newbie freight agent. They do what I tell them to do. They obtain 3 new contacts every day. They connect and follow up with those contacts. Those contacts start giving them business. They fill out their credit app. They start moving loads with them. They start moving more loads with them, and bam, what does that freight agent do? The freight agent stops communicating with the marketplace. They stop communicating because they feel that those customers will keep them going, that they're going to pay their bills, that they're going to make them a lot of money until those customers stop doing business with them for whatever reason it is. I cannot stress it enough, to continually grow your business, always be adding to your contact list. Let's look at the fourth attachment that I send you. And I know I've gone over this attachment many, many times before, but it applies so directly with this topic of researching a prospect. And that is, after you research a prospect and you get them on the phone, remember when you're calling that prospect that it's not about you. When you call them, remember this, it's not about you when you call them, it's about them, it's about their company, their challenges, their needs, their email info, and your solutions. The only thing that matters in this is you, first of all, collecting information and providing your solution. So it's not about you, it's all about them. Now, let's talk a little bit about researching with this next attachment, which is attachment 5. Remember, when you're calling your prospects, I went over this earlier, to do your research. That's why I added this to the bunch, to do your research, calling a shipping decision maker before you gather any information on them. Basically tells them, I didn't feel that this call was important enough for me to take any interest and do any research on you. If you go into a call with a new prospect and you have no information to share with them, no questions to ask them, they're basically saying, this guy, I'm not going to do business with him. He hasn't done any research on me. He doesn't even know what we do. He doesn't know what I ship. He hasn't asked me any questions about what I ship. So, do your research. Do your research. Do your research. Let's move on, folks. Let's open up that 6th attachment that I sent you, which states, remember when calling your prospects and customers, don't prepare for a call thinking about a particular commodity or freight lane. Again, this is after you've done your research before you've actually called anybody. Let me say that again. Don't prepare for a call thinking about a particular commodity or freight lane that your shipping decision maker is going to share with you. Here's what you do. Determine what your prospect requires and offer them solutions. It goes hand in hand with the contact or the sheet, the attachment that I just went over about. Remember, it's all about them. Determine what your prospect requires. Once you've determined that, offer them solutions. If they're not giving you any solutions, what are you going to do? You're going to continually ask them, can I get on your freight list, A, or B, what are you moving right now? What are you moving today? What are you moving next week? What are you moving the end of the week? Always be asking those questions. Okay, let's go ahead and X out of there and open up the next one, which will be attachment 7. Bear with me, folks. Attachment 7 states, remember when calling your prospects and customers. Remember when calling your prospects and customers to gather research on a company prospect. Start by calling their sales department, as salespeople will talk about their company and where it's going. Boy, if you want to get information on a company, if you're doing your research, call the company sales department. People in the sales department will tell you everything about the company. Not only that, but when you're done, you'll ask them, who is your shipping decision maker? If they've provided you, or after they've provided you all this information about their company, they're certainly going to provide you the name of their shipping decision maker. So, first of all, you're showing interest on their part. And because they're responding, they're just naturally going to answer all your questions, which will be your last one. Who's your shipping decision maker? Hey, thank you for that. I really appreciate you giving me information on your company. So, gather research on a company prospect. Start by calling their sales department. A salespeople will talk about their company and where it's going or where it's been. Let's go ahead and X out of there, folks, and open up that eighth attachment. Open up the eighth attachment, which reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that preparation breeds confidence. Preparation breeds confidence. The more prepared you are before a call, the more self-assured you'll feel. The more information, the more ammo you have going into a call, i.e., the research that you've done on a prospect, you're just going to feel that much more confident going in, because not only that, you know about this company and you've got a ton of questions to ask them. Remember, anytime somebody shows interest in us, we're more than ready to answer their questions, because in general, people love it when others show interest. Now, if you're getting real personal, stuff like that, then it's not going to work. But if you show the interest in the company that they're working for, there's a high probability, 90%+, that they're going to answer your question. So a lot to do before you pick up the phone and call somebody. Make sure you've done the research. And again, I've gone over so many ways to do that with all the social media, with press releases, with, for me, the number one, and that is just Google a company and see where they're located, see what they do. Okay, let's go ahead and open up that last attachment. As I do on every call, I let you know that I am a firm believer in the Bible and what the Bible has to offer. It's where I get most of my inspiration from. It's how I'm able to guide you along as freight agent newcomers. But my topic for today, my biblical topic for today is this, and that is godly freight agents understand the futility of bitterness. Now, does this have anything to do with my topic today? No, it doesn't. However, it's so important in its own right, because we all have a tendency to become bitter over something that's happened to us in the past. And hey, even somebody that you may have called, the shipping decision maker that you called, and they, who knows, they hung up on you, they told you to go away. Again, does that happen often? No, it doesn't. It happens very infrequently. But because of that, we have a tendency to hold on to this thinking that we've done something wrong. Well, a godly freight agent understands the futility of bitterness. What do I base this on? I base this on the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 31 and 32, which states, all bitterness, anger, and wrath, insult, and slander must be removed from you along with all wickedness. And be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another just as God also forgave you in Christ. What does this verse mean? Well, here's what it means. So in the fourth chapter of what I just read in Ephesians, we're warned about the dangers of bitterness and with good reason. Bitterness is a spiritual sickness. It'll consume your soul. It's dangerous to your emotional health. It can destroy you if you let it. So don't let it. Sounds pretty simple, right? Well, if you're caught up in intense feelings of anger or resentment, you know all too well the destructive power of these emotions. How can you rid yourself of these feelings? Well, first, you must prayerfully ask God to cleanse your heart. Then you must learn to catch yourself whenever thoughts of bitterness or hatred begin to attack you. Your challenge is this. Here's your challenge. You must learn to resist negative thoughts before they hijack your emotions. When you learn to direct your thoughts toward more positive and rational topics, you'll be protected from the spiritual and emotional consequences of bitterness, and you'll be wiser, healthier, and happier too. So, what's the application of these two verses here? Here's your application. You can never fully enjoy the present if you're bitter about the past. Instead of living in the past, make peace with it and move on. So more specific application. If somebody told you to go away, if somebody told you that they're not interested in what you have to offer, don't hold it. Don't just let it go and move on and pick up the phone and continue calling. As Philip Brooks quoted, be patient and understanding. Life is too short to be vengeful and malicious. Great topic for today. Bitterness, don't hold on to it. It's only going to cause you damage and harm. Let it go, move on, and you will be so much more successful in the process. Okay, great topic today. That is 10 ways to research a prospect before you call them. Quick announcements. For those of you that are listening and you have any desire to be a top-producing freight agent of ours, Ted Keyes, your host here, will answer those questions. Give me a call at 626-309-9141. Any questions involving the topic that I just went over today about researching a prospect, call that same number. Ask for me, Ted Keyes, at 626-309-9141. Any questions involving our top-notch, top-of-the-line freight software with our LDI freight system, that is a question for Maria, my wife, at 626-309-9141. Great topic today, folks. Again, I am available for any calls whenever you'd like to do that, 626-309-9141. Take care. God bless. I will talk to all of you down the road. Bye-bye.